Foundation.
I'd like to welcome you back to the show. It's our pleasure to welcome back Ed Ring. He's got an undergraduate degree in poli-sci from UC Davis, an MBA in finance from USC. He has over 20 years of experience in business and politics, and he's was executive director and then president of the California Policy Center. And Ed, we love having you on the show. Thank you for being back with us.
Well, it's good to be back. Thank you very much.
Well, I'd like to talk with you. I keep asking what these lunatics in Sacramento are going to do next for an encore, and they keep surprising me because I keep thinking they can't be find something dumber to do than what they've already done. But again, I stand corrected. Tell us all about AB 1668.
Well, this is a new piece of legislation that's likely to get passed, and it's going to gradually impose limits, absolute limits, on how much indoor water you can consume. And it's going to start right away by limiting indoor water consumption to 55 gallons per resident per day. And then it's going to ratchet that down to 50 gallons by 2025. It's also going to limit outdoor water use by requiring the water agencies to visit every property and establish a so-called site budget where they'll tell you how much water you're going to get for your outdoor vegetation. And then, of course, it's going to require 2 meters on every property. So they're going to have to be able to tell how much water you used indoors and how much water you used for landscaping.
Now, are they going to give credit to, for instance, there's a bunch of poor people in California where there's maybe 2 families sharing a house. Are they going to go by and give them extra water per resident?
Yes. I mean, I would interpret the bill to answer a yes to that question. If you have more people in your house, you'll get more water to use for indoor water.
And to what degree is this going to require different kinds of water heaters, dishwashers, clothes washers, toilets, faucets, shower heads, and whatever else?
You know, you really kind of have to do it all if you want to get down to that amount of water consumption. And even then, it's tough. If you have low-flow shower heads, low-flow faucets, a water-efficient toilet, dishwasher, clothes washer, you can possibly get down there. There's still things that are really tough variables. For example, how much water do you have to run just to get hot water into your sink to wash your hands or to shave or, you know, any number of things that require hot water? Also, you know, how long do you have to take a shower? If, you know, my wife has long hair. She has to rinse the shampoo out of long hair, and that takes longer. You know, and if you don't have a lot of water coming out of the shower head, it takes longer still. So, you know, it's not necessarily, it's not easy for to get down to 55 gallons per person.
Absolutely not. And were you the one that came up with the abundance choice?
Yeah, I
think that's brilliant. I can't tell you how many times I've used that in a speech. And here, let's talk about that again. Instead of fighting over dwindling resources, why not increase the availability of resources? And the bottom line, California's done that for over 100 years. It rains in the north. People live in the south. We move the water.
We did a really good job in the 50s and 60s of building what is still the most elaborate, you know, really magnificent system of water transfers in the world. And it's something that it's kind of ironic, but Pat Brown, Governor Brown's father, was sort of a pro-business, big public works projects type of Democrat. And his son, Jerry Brown, has, you know, coined the phrase the era of limits and really canceled a lot of the follow-up projects that were planned back in the 50s and 60s, anticipating California's population eventually getting to 40 or 50 million people, which is what we're on track for. But we only have infrastructure, and water's just part of that, for, you know, really 20 or 30 million people. So we're kind of already over-consuming and living off of this capital that we have, and we need to invest in so-called abundance. And what they're doing instead is creating scarcity. They're doing it on, you know, deliberately. And it's true that, you know, you save money if you don't do anything. But what you're really doing is transferring the costs to the consumers. You're making them buy all of these things to save water, for example, which would collectively cost about $40 billion. So you're making the residents pay anyway. And if you're going to make them, you know, you can have expensive scarcity or you can have expensive abundance. And if you're lucky, you do it right, and actually you're better off, you're spending less money and getting the abundance.
Well, the other thing you pointed out in this piece is the amount of water that they would save by this rationing scheme is ridiculous. And here's another point I want to bring up. So here on the central coast of California and Southern California in general, we're still in a drought. But people up north, they've been, you know, they had records amount of rain last year. So do these people really expect somebody that's literally in a flood zone to be rationing water?
Well, that's true. If you live in the North Central Valley, if you live in the Sacramento Valley, you've got, you know, you are living on a semi-arid plain, but it's watered by rivers that are year-round, very high-volume rivers. You know, the Sacramento River is about 30 million acre-feet a year pours out of there, and you've got the snowpack. You've got all kinds of water abundance up here. And it's not necessarily practical to impose the same conservation measures in the north that may be necessary in the south. But I would argue, you know, we need to expand the ability to move water from north to south. But we also need to build things like total sewage reuse and desalination plants in Southern California so they don't need as much water from the north.
Well, the other point you brought out, which is brilliant, is the cost to implement a bunch of alternative policies would be overall be cheaper than what it's going to cost each individual homeowner or apartment owner to retrofit every appliance they have.
It absolutely would be cheaper. You know, even the highest cost estimates out there, for example, for the Sites Reservoir, which would take runoff from the Sacramento River and pump it into a valley a little bit northwest of Sacramento, in the west, not in the Sierra foothills, but in the western ranges there, it would hold 2 million acre-feet. And the highest cost estimate that we could find to build that thing was about $4 billion, $4.5 billion. That sounds like a lot, but you're getting 2 million acre-feet a year. Think about what happened with that water. You know, the photograph on the report that we just published shows the emergency spillway at Lake Oroville overflowing. Well, if they were able to take water out of the Sacramento River upstream and put it into that reservoir and save 2 million acre-feet, they could have been withdrawing that water and taking pressure off all of the levees and all of the delta ecosystems that were threatened by all of the... There were millions of acre-feet poured over that emergency spillway when the Feather River, which is a tributary of the Sacramento River, filled up Lake Oroville. So we've got all kinds of runoff that we don't need, you know, during the rainy season, even for the environment. We don't need that much water to go through the Delta and out to sea during that time of year. All it's doing is threatening levees. We can put it in off-stream reservoirs. We don't even have to build dams and harm, you know, the flow of the river and the salmon run. We pump it out of the river into an off-stream reservoir and save millions of acre-feet. And we ought to be building those things.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a break. Our guest, Ed Ring. Now, Ed, just for clarification, are you still with the California Policy Center?
I'm with them as an analyst. I've gotten out of the management aspects of it, but still contribute as an analyst and then have other projects as well.
All right, great. We're going to be back with Ed Ring, California Policy Center. You're listening to the Andy Caldwell Show. Stay tuned.